Hey, hey, happy day. Do y'all remember Al Capone, the mobster? You know what? He didn't like Jehovah's Witnesses. He hated Jehovah's Witnesses. He didn't like any witnesses. You got that, huh? All right, moving right along here. We got some serious stuff. We got the conservative leader, interim now, kind of, or temporary or something, Andrew Scheer in Canada. And recently he made a strong statement, and I actually liked it. He said, hey, you guys, referring to the Prime Minister of Canada and all of his liberal counterparts, he says, hey guys, fix things here. We got a problem. We got trains that aren't moving, and Canada's losing $500 million a day, and Canadians, the supply chain is upside down, and wow. I mean, what are we going to do here? Enforce the rule of law. Now you got the NDP leader. NDP is code for communist, right? The NDP leader, I think he's East Indian or something, whatever. And he stood up and said this. He said, I've never heard such absolute racism. Racism. Only a guy like that could come up with that. I mean, I listened to Scheer. He didn't say, you're a stupid Indian. He didn't say that. He didn't, you're a stupid Norwegian. He didn't say that. He didn't say anything. All he said was, if we have laws and the Canadian public is suffering, would you please go and do your bloody job? And then you got this idiot that stands up and he's got to turn it into racism. Why do they do that all of the time, these special interest groups? We're all the same. I almost said the same color. We're not, but we're the same. Why are you talking color all the time? These guys, he's a racist. When you bring it down to colors, always, you shouldn't know what color. I have an old joke. I've used this joke before, but it seems appropriate now. Years ago in the deep, deep South, back in the 1950s, you had white people and black people getting on the bus, and the guy, bus driver, he said, black people in the back, white people in the front. Preacher came along and he said, that's racist. He said, why don't you just pretend everybody's green and we'll all get along better? And he said, that's a good idea. I'll do that. Dark green in the back, light green in the front. That's a bad joke. But you know what? It should just be a joke. We should all be able to lighten up a little bit instead of this guy who's dead serious. Racism. It's about rule of law. It's got nothing to do with color. Okay, in Canada, sticking with Canada, you got, I can't pronounce this, it's Oahu or somebody. They want to do the 5G network in Canada. And the Liberal government, they're negotiating with them. Quebec government, everyone's negotiating with these people. Let's drill down here. I mean, firstly, they would end up having the profiles, the resumes, really, the almost the DNA of every Canadian who signed up. Who are these people? They're owned by the government of China. They're communists. Now, the Prime Minister of Canada, he thinks that they're nice people, right? He has made statements in the past about how their system is a good system. Do you, if you're a Canadian citizen, do you want the government of China to have all of your stuff? I don't think so. I think that's a pretty simple thing. The Oscars. I never watched the Oscars. My family, they like some of my family, like to sit and watch it. I think, you know what? These people aren't qualified to tell me how to vote and how to live. I mean, they're a whole bunch of misfits making a whole bunch of money. God put them on earth to entertain us, and that's it. And they shouldn't have any political views because they certainly have no political sense. I don't watch. But I was interested to see the following day that 31%, it's the show. I'll get it. Here we go. Second try. The viewing audience was 31% less than it was the previous year. And I think that's kind of good. Drug dealers, pedophiles, these are people. I know this sounds harsh, but you really got to drill down on this one. I believe they should all be killed. Okay, well, come on. Firstly, they're doing terrible things. If you start killing them, I'm not talking boom-a-de-boom, I'm talking about, you know, due process and give them a fair trial and then hang them, right? But they're wrecking lives. I mean, everyone today knows someone at least, if it even extends that far, that's a cocaine addict or a heroin user or something. I mean, it's bad stuff. I mean, they're looking for customers like Costco. They're giving out free samples all of the time and bringing people in. The difference between them and Costco cookies are you can stop eating cookies. You can go on a diet. You can't seem to break this cocaine stuff. Start killing these guys. Capital punishment. Start putting them down. And guess what? They might look for another career. And the same thing with pedophiles. Pedophiles can't be fixed. I mean, the other guys might get something else. They might go into extortion or doing whatever they do, robbing banks maybe. But the pedophiles, they reoffend upwards of 200 times per person, and yet the person that they did it to has a life sentence. And I think it's almost 90% of all homeless people are homeless because they were sexually abused and now they're confused, and the perverts out there still walking around. So you need capital punishment, start putting these people down, and guess what? In one generation, the homeless population has been cut. Boy, oh boy, I almost said half, but probably disappeared. And because the bad guys disappeared. And I think that's a good thing. What size of neck? Okay, we got governments. They should be smaller and smarter. Kind of simple stuff. Canada has governments bigger and dumber. So, you know, one extreme to the other. And let me end today with this. My wife, she says I have two faults. Only two. Two faults. I don't listen. And something else. Hey, y'all, come back.